I'm Doc Kirby for The Morning Show.
We're delighted to welcome back David and Barbara Lehman, the authors of Our Hymns, Our Heritage, A Hosanna Hymnal, A Student Guide to Songs of the Church from Moody Publishers. And we talked last time about all the wonderful Christmas hymns that they chose. And if you didn't get to hear it before, then we need to ask David and Barbara to explain once again why they decided to write a hymnal for young people and why they chose to divide it into a church calendar and attributes of God and so forth. So David and Barbara, thank you so much for coming back and talking to it.
Well, thank you for having us.
We're happy to do it. Thank you for having us.
You guys wrote this hymnal, choosing all of these hymns very carefully across the denominational lines, and with the idea of helping young people learn these great hymns of the faith, correct?
That's correct. And I think, as it turned out, we're teaching more than young people the great hymns of the faith.
Yes.
And more of the younger teachers that came in didn't know them either, but that's correct. And we decided, and we thought, where do children begin with Jesus? Well, it's at Christmas. That's a child's first encounter. And so we decided to start with the church year rather than, a lot of hymns will start with praise and thanksgiving, which I think is totally appropriate. But we decided to start, I did not grow up in a liturgical church. And so I loved getting to know the church year and working through it. So that's our first, you mentioned we had a couple of three sections. That's the first section.
Okay. Well, that makes perfect sense. And you have a couple of Epiphany hymns. Epiphany is the time in the church calendar when we observe the arrival of the Magi. Also, it is the time that is considered to be the celebration of the baptism of Jesus. Epiphany means the light coming into the world. And so the imagery about Jesus is an automatic.
We use the word epiphany other times when we say, oh, I've had an epiphany, which means I've figured it out. Aha,
right.
I get it.
Right.
Now the light runs. And that is what we describe 12 days after Christmas. It ends on January 6th.
Right.
And the reason that most people would know that is that goofy song, The 12 Days of Christmas.
Right, right.
Which is not in our book.
Yes. So you chose What Child Is This?, which is most often sung to a very old English melody that is referenced by Shakespeare.
Yes, beautiful tune.
Now, if we could tell you about, briefly, tell our listeners about the other book that Moody, it's called Hosanna in Excelsis, and it's all for the Christmas season, 43 carols to cover the 43 days from the beginning of Advent to the end of Epiphany.
Oh, nice.
And, that is more comprehensive, and it includes a hymn for singing on New Year's Eve, which is called Standing at the Portal, which is what we're doing on that evening.
Right.
And of singing O Lang Syne, O Lang Syne, we can sing this great hymn by Francis Havergal called Standing at the Portal.
Yes.
And then on New Year's Day, we have a hymn called O Rejoice, Ye Christians Loudly. Let me just give you a quick one stanza. Jesus, guard and guide thy members, fill them with thy boundless grace. Hear their prayers in every place. Fan to flame faith's glowing embers. Grant all Christians far and near holy peace, a glad new year.
Ooh.
And the refrain is, joy, O joy, beyond all gladness. Christ has done away with sadness, hence all sorrow and repining, for the Son of Grace is shining. And it's in a chorale form, like Bach, and not hard to learn. So most of the hymns are familiar, ones that people know. There's a few, though, like that, that probably are not familiar.
Well, Our Hymns, Our Heritage, you have a section that is has hymns based on attributes of God. Then you have a section, and a lot of them are very familiar, a section that is how we respond, praise, thanksgiving, confession, petition, testimony, commitment. And then you also have, and I really love this, a section on spirituals. And lovely things about the book, isn't it, that to find out who wrote these and what was the circumstances under which they were written.
Of course, spiritual are exceptions because we don't know who wrote them. They were passed on we're surprised that they're anonymous, because they were not somebody who sat down with pen and paper and wrote down a melody and text. It just seemed to pass them on from the fields to the church to the to us today. That's wonderful. But yeah,
that was a fun section to do. We enjoyed that so much.
We'll pick one or two random ones, if that's okay, for you to tell us a story. A children's, probably one of the most widely known children's hymns or songs is Jesus Loves Me. Tell us the story of Jesus Loves Me.
I love this song. Anna Warner. Anna Warner lived in New York City, and her father was a wealthy lawyer, and then there was a depression in 1837, and they had to sell their house and move up to another house they had on the Hudson River, which, and Anna and her sister wrote stories and sold them to help the family get money. And she also wrote this hymn. In one of the stories, it was about a little boy who was dying, and his mother sang him this hymn, sang the words of this hymn. But the really interesting thing to me about Anna is that their home was across the river from West Point. And she went over to West Point and did Bible studies for the cadets there. And she used this song, Jesus Loved Me, which you think about children singing, with these West Point cadets. And they loved her. And she actually, when she died, she was the first non-military person to be buried, given a full military burial on West Point's grounds. That's how much they revered her. And I think it must have continued, because I had a parent, big burly dad, who came up to me one day after chapel, tears running down his face. We had sung Jesus Loves Me. And he said, I love that song. I learned it. We sang it at West Point.
Wow.
That was really quite wonderful. So I just love that story. And I love, of course, true, Jesus Loves Me is the first hymn that many, many children learn.
There are so many hymns in this really, really lovely hymnal, and we could spend a considerable amount of time talking about the ones that are meaningful to us. Like you said earlier, the hymns that we know the best are the ones we tend to love the best.
Mm-hmm.
And so what we're going to do is we are going to have David and Barbara Lehman visit us again, and we're going to talk to them about the more stories behind these wonderful hymns. We won't talk so much about Christmas. We'll talk about what's the story of Be Still My Soul, for a new song that we were discussing before we started recording. Thanks again to David and Barbara Lehman, the authors of Our Hymns, Our Heritage, a Hosanna Hymnal, a Student Guide to Songs of the Church, from Moody Publishers. So before we go, David, Barbara, where can people go to find copies of either of your two books?
Well, obviously, they're available where most books are sold, on Amazon, you know, Barnes & Noble, those kinds of sites. Moody Publishers has their, if you want to give your money to a Christian sales company, also the publisher, that's one place. We have a website, too, hosannahymnals.com. And the only reason you would want to go to that is, along with the books, we sell a piano accompaniment for those who play piano, because the books itself just have a melody.
Right.
And we also sell recordings of every hymn in the book. And so to get that, they're not available on the other sites. You have to go to hosannahymnals.com.
Neglected to mention that David and Barbara are both graduates of Biola University School of Music. David's a retired director of music and worship. Barbara teaches elementary age music at a private Christian school in Dallas. And I'm just so thrilled to have a chance to get to talk to him. And we'll talk to him again in later January on the bookshelf. So please join us for that. Until then, I'm Doc Kirby for The Morning Show on WTBF.